through the morning on RSM. But let's talk some footy now. Jackson McRae is one of the stars of the Western Bulldogs midfield, and he's been good enough to join us this morning on The Breakfast Club. Jackson, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure. Great to have you on the program. Where was the wash-up from the game on Sunday against the Blues? Things were going so well, Jackson. Three in a row, looking really positive. What was the summary from the review with Luke Beveridge and co?
Probably a few things. I think, obviously, the way we started the game, they definitely got a jump on us. And I think it just shows how even the competition is. And just you have to be on your game from the very start. Or if you give teams a look, and it's pretty hard to get back into the game. And it felt like we was just an arm wrestle all game trying to, you know, bring it back from that four-goal start that they had. And after that, then in the last quarter, they really put the foot down. So a lot of areas that we probably let ourselves down in, and hopefully we can, it's a quick turnaround, so hopefully we can bring that Friday night against Essendon.
I must admit, the last quarter did surprise me. I was covering the game, and I was going through the numbers and just watching that third quarter unfold, and I had a lot of uncontested possession, and I thought that the Blues might have been tiring a bit, and you might have been able to get a hold of them in the last quarter. What was the message at three-quarter time from Bevo?
It was a wonderful, positive one, because especially in the second and third quarters, I felt personally we were on top, but we probably just weren't converting goals and our chances. And it felt like there was a lot of those plays where we probably should have kicked a goal and then they'd go and kick a goal, and it was a bit deflating. But full credit to Carlton as well. The way they played that last quarter, they played some pretty exciting football as well. And it was very disappointing to see it blow out like that.
I guess it shows, Jackson, also about in those shortened games, there's two things. Firstly, just taking your opportunities that you alluded to. You had plenty of them through that middle phase of the match to get yourself almost in that position where Carlton would start to panic, but you just couldn't quite get close enough with the chances that you missed.
Yeah, I think scoreboard pressure and momentum is a big thing, and that's probably something touched on that we gave them at the start of the game, but we never really got ourselves into a position to get back in our favour. So yeah, it's something obviously that's really important is converting goals and not just getting the chances. So yeah, it's something we'll work on in training and hopefully bring Friday night.
I'm rapt that we're speaking to you because I love watching you play footy, and I'm interested in your thoughts on yourself personally, how the shortened games affect you as a footballer, because you're someone that is such a great athlete and accumulates a lot of the footy, and often you get a lot of your possessions in the second halves of quarters as fatigue starts to set in. So when you're playing the shortened games, how does that affect you as a footballer, not being able to grind your opposition into the dirt?
I think for, you know, players like me who probably aren't the best, most powerful athletes, but, a bit, you know, like similar to an Andrew Gaff kind of player or something like that.
Yep.
I think it's a bit overstated how the shorter quarters affect my kind of player, because, you know, when you play a game of footy, you're pretty cooked whether it's 2 minutes in or 20 minutes in. So that's how I view it, really. It's just continue to play my natural game. But I think one thing you guys touched on that it does really, it shows off is if you have a bad 5 minutes or you're not 100% on your game for the start of the game or the whole quarter, it can really affect how you play individually and the team. So that's probably something that I think the whole competition is starting to adapt to, is if you have a poor 5 minutes, it can really probably cost you the game.
Yeah. So how does it affect you in regards to going to the bench and your rotations? There was one quarter, I think it may have been the third quarter, where you were caught on the bench for quite a while because the play was on the other side of the field. But then I've noticed other times where you're pretty much out there for the entire quarter. So how has the rotations affected your game?
It's been pretty similar. We've obviously changed it a little bit with obviously the shorter quarters, making sure you probably only go to the bench once a quarter. And obviously, especially the last few weeks, we've had a few injuries in games as well. And that's the other thing with the shorter quarters and also the more time in between goals is when you're losing an injury, it's probably not as a bigger disadvantage to your side, which is obviously, I think it's a good thing when nothing worse than if you get an injury and then you're playing catch up the whole game. So, for me, it's been just trying to be ready each quarter because, as I said, you're only out there for 15 minutes or so, so you can't really catch yourself, you know, dawdling around.
We had the coach, Luke Beveridge, on the program last week, Jackson. We're talking about Lachie Hunter, who was back into the team on the weekend and played a really good game too. Had 27 disposals and was really consistent from start to finish. And he was talking about how what had happened to him has altered him as a player. Have you seen those changes as a teammate in Lachie in the last couple of months?
Yeah, he's always been a very vocal teammate. And I think especially the opportunity to have, you know, obviously not a, you know, a wanted opportunity, but to have a few weeks off. But it's probably given him a look into areas that he can improve as well, as a player as well, in different areas such as going inside, being a bit more physical, and not just being a, you know, outside player that he's been, you know, for the last few years.
And tell me, I didn't know Latham was a name, but you've got one of those in your team, Latham van der Meer, who's come along this year, and geez, he's an impressive footballer. He seems to be a natural footballer. He looks like a pretty good athlete too, but he seems to get the game pretty well. What have you made of his impact on the Dogs so far?
Yeah, when he first came to the club, he was more of a half-back, kind of a bit of a, like a JJ running half-back player, and he's obviously fitted into, you know, wing, half-forward. He's played multiple roles. He's only played a handful of games, and the game's hard enough as it is, but it can be quite challenging if you're shifting the magnets around as a young player. So he's adapted extremely well. Full credit to him on the weekend. As I touched on, he was probably one of those players that probably could have kicked four or five goals, and but it is bloody hard to get in those spots as a forward, and he seems to pop up in the right spots and giving himself those opportunities.
So Hub Life, Jackson, what's it like for you? Obviously, I think you've drawn a pretty good card to be up in Queensland, but obviously away from family and people outside the footy club. What's it been like for you personally, and how do you think the team's coping with the change of environment?
Yeah, I think it's we are extremely grateful to be up here, and obviously it is a lot of challenging times, especially back home in Victoria with a lot going on with lockdown and all that. So, we are extremely grateful to be up here and continue to play and work. So that's the important thing to remember is, if you're missing family and stuff or you're not enjoying it 100%, is just to remember how grateful we are. And I think we've been pretty strong on finding a good balance of having some fun up here, but also remembering we're here to do a job and obviously win games of footy and represent our fans back at home that are doing it tough. So for me, it's just finding a good balance and routine of not up here for a holiday, but you know, have a bit of fun, but make sure your mindset's ready to train hard and win games of footy.
And it's a big game. You got the Friday night, the big stage against the Bombers. It's a really hard game to pick because both teams are, I reckon, are fairly similar. You've got the advantage of no Dylan Scheel for the weekend, but you've got a couple missing as well. It shapes as a really big game for both clubs.
Yeah, it is. Obviously, they've missed a game, but I think they're 4-1 and playing some extremely impressive football. So haven't really touched on them too much. We'll probably go into it today about what we need to do against them. But it's hopefully every Friday night game you get to play, it's an absolute pleasure because you know it's always going to be a big game and there's going to be a lot of people watching. And it's a game I'm really looking forward to.
I heard last night, Jackson, that the Hawthorn boys in Coogee had a Daytona racing simulator machine delivered to their hotel, their hub. Just to keep them entertained. Outside of it's like a table tennis table that you might have set up there at the Doggies Hub. What's keeping the players entertained?
We've been playing a lot of FIFA up here, bit of NBA 2K, and just hanging out in each other's rooms a bit. Made sure my room wasn't the communal room from the start, so all the boys weren't walking through and making a lot of rubbish, so had the door locked on mine. But, just spending a lot of time together and I think that's the other thing. You're spending a lot more time with people you probably wouldn't spend back in Melbourne, and that's the really exciting thing that I saw is, you know, you can spend a lot more time with people and get to know them on a different level, which, is always great.
Who's your team in FIFA that you play?
I'm pretty good at FIFA, so I just go one of the lower tier clubs and a few of the other boys go Real Madrid just to make it interesting.
Well, hopefully you're winning those games and hopefully you can get back on the winners list on Friday night against the Bombers. It's going to be a cracker to continue round 7 after the game tomorrow night. Good luck to you, Jackson. Appreciate your time. Go get them.
Thanks, boys. Cheers.